What is up, everyone? This is episode number 124. I don't know what the name of it is as I say this. I'm recording this in a very rare Friday afternoon or Friday around 5 o'clock because me and the familia are about to get together and leave town for a road trip. So you're going to get this episode, or as you're listening to me talk, on a Saturday instead of this week. We got a jam-packed week. But you're just going to have to wait for that because I've got a lot of things to talk about before the episode starts. Of course, I want to talk about the Beer Sauce Shop at 318 Mid-Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's, where you can get over 500 individual craft beers, 25-plus craft-owned or at least independently-owned whiskeys from the greater St. Louis and into the Kansas area. You can also get thousands, and I mean thousands, of sauces, rubs, flavorings for your food, your grilling, your cooking, whatever you might need to make any manly meal better or any female meal better. It's a hey, everybody, right? So go check it out. Just tell them we sent you. And if you ever run into us at any live events, which you'll have some opportunity coming up here soon, to answer the question that I put out there, and we'll buy you a beer. So be ready for that. Be on the lookout for that. Also, go to www.mybombersjackets.com because if you buy one of those craft beers, you're going to need to be able to keep it colder longer, and you want to look good doing it. You don't want to look like some half-assed, you know, thing you get from your work function. You don't want that. Nobody wants to be reminded of work when they're drinking. What they want is to have a stylish, functional, pretty, kick-ass made bomber jacket for your beer, for your craft beer, and that's what that you can get there. And when you go there, you can also use the promo code RAPCAST15 to save 15% on your entire purchase. So try that, okay? But after that, after all that said and done, get on Amazon and look for the book by Aaron Conaway, Waking the Weaver, a Timberhaven novel. You can also check him out on Facebook under aaronconaway.author. I don't know. He'll find it. I always link it every time I release an episode, so check it out. He's a great friend. I've got the book. He's been a good friend for a long time. Very good friend. Inner circle kind of friend. Great guy. And speaking of that, it's going to be a great book. So read the book. And he's going to be on the episode in a few weeks. Also, just announced, speaking of very good friends, another guy that I truly love. He's a great guy. I consider him family. Josh Roberts, owner of the Comic Cave in Springfield, Mo, is putting on the first annual CaveCon at the end of September. That'd be September 29th, 30th. We talk about it in the episode. You get to hear the list of the people that's in there. Believe me when I tell you that there is no better person qualified to put on a comic convention, not because of his convention organizing skills, but because he knows what you want. He knows how to deliver it because he wanted it. He's been to it. He's seen all the highs and lows of conventions, and he knows. And he's awesome. He's one of the most honest guys you'll ever work with in any kind of retail or business or anything. And the guy taught me almost everything I knew about comics as a retailer, and I love the guy. So go check that out. We're going to probably road trip to it. It'll be a good time. That means mother's beer and everything straight from the source. You can't beat that. So anyway, that's all I got. So we're going to play the intro, and we're going to see you next week. Hopefully, I've got a lot of good stories about Chicago, and hopefully you're going to love what's coming on St. Patrick's. So talk about it then, or see you then. Here comes the music. Once again, for 2 weeks in a row, I have to change my notes because I say this night we're badger free and because Tom's at home cooking with his wife, and that's a real thing. But it's not the case because starting to my left, as always, is the lovely Flop.
Hey.
Right across from me is No Gimmicks Needed Bender.
Yep.
And then that would make last but certainly not least, and definitely not at home cooking, the Silver Badger.
What's up, party people?
Did you cook?
No.
You're a terrible husband.
He probably watched the children.
I did watch the children. Was not allowed in the kitchen. Let's not kid ourselves.
Oh, so you were like an amateur chef.
Hmm.
When he said he had to stay home and help, it meant
the problem is when
the
I
kids.
Try to help, then I get criticized, even though I'm the one who's had certified
training.
You worked at an Outback.
Yeah, but I also got my undergrad in hotel restaurant management
in the culinary arts. The culinary.
Hotel restaurant management though isn't necessarily cooking.
No, but I had to take two cooking classes.
Oh, okay. So for the purpose of this argument, and so you beat your wife in an argument, you win.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, he's definitely more trained than his wife.
Is she listening anymore?
Here and there.
Okay.
Please don't make fun of me.
This will be the ones you listen to where we just sided with you, and you're never allowed to come back over.
I'm not going to their house. They suck.
So it's been 2 weeks since you've been here.
What?
No, wait, you were here last week.
See, here last week.
That doesn't work again.
We
but I didn't write that down. That was
but
just
I got a extra bonus today because I also went to the Mizzou basketball game, which sucks.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I went to a sporting event by myself.
Weird.
Oh, yeah? That is weird.
Porter mailed it in. Well, his first game back, he wasn't. Yeah. He's a little shaky, and they lost by two.
Yeah. Here's a question. Did you drink by yourself?
I would have at least had one beer, but they didn't serve beer there.
He wasn't drinking. He wouldn't have been drinking by himself. There would have been 30,000 other people there drinking with him.
That's true. They announced 15 is more like
wow.
10.
Cut my story by a third. Isn't that the rule for guys in college? How many women did you sleep with?
Nine. Three. Yeah. Zero.
Yeah. Why is it the guys have to cut their number in half? Or
no, the guys double it. The girls
No. Cut the it guys in cut theirs in half.
Yeah, and why do the girls have to
double a girl's?
Theirs?
It's actually in,
no, I thought,
oh, in
no,
reality.
I thought it was the opposite. I thought the guys doubled and the girls.
Attracted. If you watch American Pie, they say if he says he slept with three girls, it's really one. Where if a girl really says she slept with one guy, it's really three.
Yeah. See, okay, we're saying the same thing.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing. We were just coming. We were approaching it from a different.
No,
angle.
We weren't. You said the girls cut them in half. That's not the same thing. That would be decreasing.
No, the way I was thinking was that if the guy says I slept with six women, he really slept with three women.
Oh, okay. Right. That's what I meant.
I see.
Girl
what
said she slept with six guys. She actually slept with 12. It's just you know adding
and
subtracting.
And why is that the case? Because everybody knows that the unjust. Pre-hashtag Me Too movement was girls were viewed as whores.
They were whores.
And American Pie was, you know,
yeah, back
20 years ago.
Slut shame people.
Yeah.
Post-hashtag Me Too movement, they're still whores.
Mm. Yeah.
Whore. I married a woman. You gotta watch it. Don't be insulting her.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say, I married a woman that's a whore.
I
was like, wow.
I married a whore. You hear a slap and no more episode.
Yeah. Like,
whole strategy,
it.
Cotton. See how it pays off.
American Pie was still back in the days when it was okay to film women without their knowledge. That's a federal crime now.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That movie probably doesn't hold up.
It doesn't. Probably not.
Film women. Well, you can film people, but not...
Not without them knowing it.
I could film my wife and you guys down here for the heck of it.
Not masturbating.
And never use... Well, no, definitely not
and
masturbating.
Not broadcasting it across the internet for the whole school to see.
Has a girl ever gone to a random guy's house and just started... Jilling off. That is enough.
You don't jerk off in random rooms?
Yeah, I know.
Did you say, does a girl go to a guy's house and jill off?
Yeah. Flick the bean, play DJ Diddles, work on her deck and finger.
Like when I was in high school, I saw that, like, this is awesome. And now, like, wait, that.
Just
that
like never out of nowhere, a supermodel quality girl is going to come and strip naked.
Yeah.
And get off on the magazine.
Nudie magazine. Elizabeth.
Swank. Swank was
I think
the
she
magazine.
She got married to, like, an even richer person and. Doesn't have to do
no,
anything.
No, she married
she might be remarried, but one of her husbands was just god-awful ugly.
Yeah, he was heavy set with a beard. He was a cameraman in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Ooh. Or no, he was Chris Rock's, the guy who brings him his coffee. And he slaps it out of his hand and stuff. So yeah, wow. he was kind of
he had like a mullet.
He was an everyman.
He definitely
so you're
gave.
Saying there's
that,
a chance.
That's right. He made he made the average Joe think that there was a chance between him and dodgeball. Average Joe's thought that they could make it somewhere someday.
He's a real American hero.
Is average Joe's and dodgeball really average Joe's? Because one guy thinks he's a pirate. No. One guy has got a mail order bride. One dude wants to be a cheerleader. Those are actually under they're below average Joe's.
Is that movie any good?
Yes.
I loved it. Yeah.
I think it's great. Yeah. I just watched it the other day.
Does it hold up with Lance Armstrong?
No, I don't know. Does it hold up with Chuck Norris? He's now crazy.
Well,
he's been
kind of
crazy.
Doesn't mean he can't whoop
some
ass.
Why is he crazy anyway?
He's got all kinds of weird things on the internet. Yeah, he doesn't share my political views, and he also thought that Obama was the second coming of the devil, or the first coming of the devil, or some shit like that.
Wouldn't it be the second coming of the devil? The devil would have been the first coming.
I don't know. He's like,
and how many people track how many times the devil comes?
Yeah.
Huh?
And you know what? Superman dresses up as Chuck Norris for Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
A
couple of things before we get into the episode. For one, I sat down and wrote it down. We are truly now, I think, with Bender's science segment, if you count the We Are Back, the jump, the first segment where we jump in, Bender's segment, throwing it to Missy, tallying the score and then playing the music, that's six segments. We're a six-pack format show.
Woo-woo. Dang. Can't add or take anything away.
I feel like I need a segment now.
Yeah, well, we can definitely, if Bender Sign segment comes in week, we'll go to a substitute segment, and we'll come up with that for you.
If one person complains on the internet, it's cut. Because we get like four comments.
No, if one person comments yeah. and complains, it gets double the time.
Double
That's how we double down. We do not back off from a challenge. That said, real quick before we jump in, the name change, it was a little bumpier than expected because Google Play just told me today that we were approved to have it changed, and it'll be searchable in 24 hours.
Nice.
Spotify, no clue what's taking their time, but we're on the way. So that said,
don't you have to be chosen in Spotify?
All of them, you have to be chosen. It's iTunes took 24 hours.
But I thought Spotify had only had X number of podcasts. Or
no,
they open
every
it wide
one
open
of them. They no, it's all of them. It's always been the same because I read about when that's how I got on Spotify. After he told me, I looked and submit to be reviewed by everyone.
Okay,
it's just when we were did Google, we were approved in 2 hours because we were one of the first 10,000 to do it.
Thanks,
so,
Barnhart.
Yeah,
buddy, mine.
Also, one of the conversations I had, I mentioned I was at the Beer Sauce Shop, sponsored the show earlier, and I talked to Rick, the primary owner. I showed him the name change, and he loved it. He goes, "You guys got it'll be much easier to brand, and you're going to get a lot more subscribers." And there's some truth to it. We've got more people started subscribing in the first day of doing that than they had in the previous 45, 50 days.
Nice.
Cool.
So, I mean, the name change worked. I feel bad for all those hip-hop people that were looking for us now.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's it. So I think we're always playing the game. So that's on. I should have got a point for my awesome Who Counts the Devil's Come, but I'm not giving myself points since nobody really heard it. But we're going to go in the first segment, which is no time to wait, just jumping right into the first segment. So here we go. We now have transition music to each segment.
Did you see the look on his face? He's like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Yeah, he did not tell us that we knew. We didn't.
So
know.
Yeah, and I got some more, and they're doozies. they get worse as they go. So first thing I got up, I don't know who. I know Tom or Bender said he didn't bring anything. I don't know about the Badger, but first thing I got, big story this week. Tommy Lee gets KO'd by his son.
Man, that would have been Take It to Missy segment.
Oh, no, and it's called Throw It to Missy, so...
Whatever.
You do not get a point for that.
So Tommy Lee, the drummer from Motley Crue, got smoked by his son?
Yeah, apparently... And
how
according,
many kids does he have?
I don't know. It got to be 112. Two, if I you think. Have... If the kids is proportionate to the size of your wang, he's got 1,262 kids.
Oh, wow.
That's fact.
Yeah. So, according to the 911 call, his fiance, his son busted in angry over an Instagram post that Tommy Lee had towards Pam Anderson, his son's mother.
Okay.
And he just socked him one and knocked him unconscious.
Nice.
The call was on our local radio station, The Point, this morning. Mm. And it sounds completely fabricated. She's like... Yeah, my son just came in and knocked out my fiance, and she's just so matter of fact and calm about it. But
was it a question? Did she pose it as a question?
I thought you said it was Pam Anderson's son.
It was my stepson. She says stepson.
Oh, okay.
So the funny thing about it though is she's like, "Well, is your husband okay?" She's like, "Well, he's unconscious on his side and he's bleeding a little bit from his mouth because his lip was busted bad."
Yeah.
But at the end of the call. You hear him go, he grumbles awake, and she goes, "I've got the paramedics on the phone." He's like, "I'm not going to the hospital." And she's like, "Oh, cancel it, please. He's not wanting to go anywhere."
Cancel it.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way. They showed up.
Just kidding.
But his son sounds like a real live wire.
Well, here's according to his son. He says that Tommy drunkenly came after him after he attempted another intervention towards Tommy Lee. Now, Tommy Lee has since came out and refuted that by saying, "I'm not an alcoholic. I handle my booze well. I've been drinking my whole life."
You can see in the picture he was fucked up. Not just
physically, he just got knocked out in that
but
one.
So is his son a big dude, little dude? I mean, Tommy seems like a big guy.
Hey, Tommy's tall, but
yeah,
he's
tall, skinny
lanky.
Dude.
I mean, he's a poser. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But I guess so. I mean, it's got to be, in all honesty, it's got to be the worst thing to be a son of a celebrity train wreck couple that's divorced.
Yeah.
Especially when they're trying to hold on to their youth and the new social media that we're in. Because it all stemmed from Tommy posting something towards Pierce Morgan, who he said, "Saw your interview with my ex and with someone else."
Trump.
Oh, and Trump, such a piece of shit, way to take her side, the victim or something. I mean,
so is Pamela Anderson pro-Trump or just happened?
No.
She was on Pierce Morgan, is what he was saying.
And that guy sucks.
She was rehashing old shit between her and Tommy, and that's what his big complaint was about.
And yeah, he put at the end of his tweet there, or his Instagram pic, he put, signed the alleged abuser who still gets texts and calls wanting to hook up with her all the time.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're looking rough. There was no word on whether or not...
They got to be, what, 50 plus? Both of them?
Yeah, they got to be up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, he's got to be older, I would think. Because he was popular in the mid-80s. In the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, early 90s.
So it's, I would over-under on how much older than her he is. I'd put it 11 years.
Yeah. I don't know, but his fiance looks like she's not even old enough to vote.
Maybe all she's
right,
not.
I'm looking it up right now.
No word on whether or not his penis actually had to perform CPR on him to keep him awake.
Maybe he didn't get knocked out. Maybe just he wasn't used to turning that fast, and the blood like left his head, and then he just got knocked out.
Bender got a point.
There you go.
My dick joke fell flat.
I'm there to pick up the ball.
It got some reactions, but Bender gets the point. So I threw the alley-oop, and you slammed it down.
There you go.
I'm going to give myself a point for the alley-oop.
You know what's better than a layup?
Slam dunk. Oh, God.
Yeah, the total.
She gets one. You're wearing a total
no,
one, right?
She's quoting the challenge.
Okay. All right, what do you want to do? You want to do how old he is, how old she is, or the difference
in age? All right, let's do the difference in age first. I say...
Price is the right rules?
I said under 11 years, so I'm going to go with the over.
Wait, over what? 11 years.
Yeah, I'm going to go right at 12.
Oh, damn it. I was going to 13.
You should have said 12 years one day.
I could have done that.
What do you think?
I say 14.
Well, Jeremy wins. He's closest to the pin, but way over 5 years.
No, really? We all get default, and we got to go to the next quiz. Bam, bam, bam. No one gets to go to the showcase.
We'll go to the next question. No. How old is he?
48. No, not true. He's 51.
Okay.
53.
Okay.
Wow, damn. 47.
53 takes it home. He is 55 years old.
A point for the flop.
All right, finally, let's go with her.
On the board.
We don't have anything tonight.
Yeah.
How old is she?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Well, by math,
yeah.
She's 48.
Oh, yeah, good point.
I'm giving myself a point.
Did you drink before you came over?
I was like, he did say 5 years,
well,
right?
You still got it wrong because I said 5 years.
And you said he was 53.
No, I said he was 55. She got the closest guess.
Oh, I thought you said she was so dead on. 50. My fault. I'm going to subtract my point for not paying attention to what you said. Or not give you one because I think you... misled me.
Yeah.
Second thing I got, you guys familiar with the mega hit hip hop song North North?
Is this about what's her name's daughter?
No, this is a real song called North North from.
What the fuck is a North?
Well, it's North Wait. North said in trap style or whatever by internet rapper Vince Staples.
I know Vince Staples. He's got three songs I like.
Well, North North isn't one of them apparently.
Office Depot?
Apparently, North North is his biggest song.
Really?
Yeah.
I got three of his songs on my phone.
So, but here we go. He's under a lot of scrutiny of late because, and if you listen to his songs, you can tell he's very auto-tuned, trap, can't, you know.
He's okay.
He's been criticized for his lackluster and very awful live performances. So
you go to a Staples, get some office supplies, maybe a floor set up.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that joke. but he and when I first heard this, I thought, what a dick. He started a GoFundMe.
I got two songs.
Asking for $2 million.
Oh.
And so I was like saying that, you know, if you give him $2 million, he'll go away. Then I watched the video.
Wanted $2 million to go away.
Then I watched the video for it.
Okay.
So he says with $2 million, he can buy a house. He can buy himself a Honda, and he can buy a year's supply of canned soup for the homies in lockup. and it's clearly him telling people to go fuck themselves, but it's a real GoFundMe. Now, here's the rules of GoFundMe. You don't have to hit your goal. Whatever you get, you get.
Uh-huh.
He's at $1,300 as of
this
morning.
Shut up. People are so dumb.
And he said, if you guys don't like what I'm saying, just pay me $2 million and I'll retire. You don't have to hear my ass anymore.
I like it.
And, yeah, I did too. And he goes, and if you don't want to raise a $2 million, he says, go fuck yourself. I'm going to keep rapping.
I like it. He's got two songs. I had a problem with him because he had a concert. Because
he has a song called North North?
Well, no, that's not a problem. He had a concert a couple months back, and he gave away Betafish at the door.
Aww.
And he was like, they only live 2 weeks. And then everybody on the internet was like, no, man, they live like 5 years.
Didn't mean to clap for you, but Good story, though, bro.
I'll get on my pedestal.
No, I didn't. It was a complete accident.
Betas live longer than 2 weeks.
We had one live for...
Like 3 years.
3 years, yeah.
I've had one for five.
On your desk?
Is that one?
At work.
No, he died.
Oh.
Because of the shock of you changing jobs, you savage.
The shock of me going up to the 10th floor at Dog Chow Industries.
I guess he's a murderer.
The
altitude change messed him up.
Flushed down the toilet?
That'll do it.
Yeah, I did.
He filleted him and ate him like sushi.
I'm 100% on board with this guy.
So I think the bigger question is, if you had $2 million to make somebody go away, who would it be?
Oh, if I could pay $2 million bucks, yep. And somebody said, if you give me this $2 million, oh, man, God.
The president.
I mean, that's a no-brainer there. That's a layup one.
I mean, if it wasn't the president.
Okay, Donald Trump excluded.
Okay.
God damn, but see, it's tough. All right, let's say politics aside, because you still have Jared Kushner and Steve Bannon and all these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say politics aside, $2 million for someone to just go away.
Insert any Kardashian.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's
a good.
What about you?
I think the Ball family.
Oh, good one.
Alec Ball? No, I mean, Lorenzo Ball? Yeah. Alec Ball.
Alec Baldwin.
Take all your points
away. Yeah, no,
that's what he was saying.
Yeah, I'm retarded. Yeah.
Why do you hate Stephen Baldwin?
I love it. That's what I was about to say. I kind of like some of the Baldwins. And even the one that's not related to him. Is it William Baldwin from Firefly fame? Yeah, I like him.
No, it's he's a Baldwin.
No, he's Adam not. Baldwin.
Adam Baldwin. That's
he's
it.
Not a Baldwin?
He's not a real Baldwin.
No shit.
Right.
I didn't know that.
Doesn't look anything like the rest.
That doesn't mean, you know...
Think he was adopted?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you're not the John Bender construction.
Bender doesn't look like his son.
And I'm also not John Bender drywall.
You don't look like your son, and you're related.
Yeah, that's weird,
You also didn't hook up with Molly Ringwald in the 80s.
Yeah, that's true. Or own a construction company in the same place.
Let me see. Who would you get rid of?
I just said she said Kardashians. Insert any of them. Right.
His was pretty solid. I'm going to still think while you go.
I don't know either.
Yeah,
no,
that's
I don't
tough.
Know.
I feel like we're two in the middle, John. We're not. We got to pick a side.
There's a lot
fight.
Of people I hate. I just don't know if I hate any of them that much.
It's true.
You're not killing them. They just go away.
Yeah, they just go away, man. There's not
Johnny Bananas.
Nah, I can't get rid of. Oh, but currently, I would get rid of Devin. I hate Devin on the challenge.
It's funny you say that because Kelly said the same thing, and I liked him.
I hate him.
You use that in past tense, though.
He is
liked.
He definitely
like him.
Okay.
He definitely is wanting to capitalize on how Bananas got popular. He's just not as good at it.
Yeah.
And congratulations, the biggest moment in your life, according to you, is turning on and off light switches.
Yeah, that challenge was weak as hell.
Weak, yeah. He beat him in a luck challenge, essentially. I mean, there was good memorization.
Memory game, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
I was really upset. Not upset, because I don't care about these people that much. Those three girls were just
oh, that was
awful.
Bad news. But you know what? And I want to keep. I love talking about the challenge. We should do a special episode before
not
the final.
Invite me to that.
But yeah, let's do it when Bender's not here. Bender, quit fucking around. Yeah. Pick someone.
Oh, it's so hard. I'm. She's still my Kardashians. I would have to say. I don't honestly have anyone at the
well, Bender
fantastic
just,
podcast.
Bender just lost his point. He's back
there's
to
no
zero.
There's no one in the music world. I mean, you're really into music. There's no one in the music
world. No, honestly, I don't know.
Bender likes that. He subscribes to Jackie Moon's ELE, baby.
I hate a lot of people evenly. It's very tough.
You can't pick one?
No.
How about you? Did you pick one?
Yeah,
I said I'd get rid of Devin. Right now. That's fresh. Fair. It's fresh.
That's very fresh.
So here we go. Next topic I brought to the table. So there's a house in Gary, Indiana called the Portal of Hell. You guys see anything about this?
Oh, is that the Jackson 5 house?
Are there? Yeah, there used to be a house called the Portal of Hell. Mm-hmm. It's been demolished, but it was said to be inhabited by no less than 200 demons. And the most famous possession was that of Latoya Ammons and her three children.
Are we sure it wasn't Latoya Jackson?
Here's what's...
I thought that, too.
Here's what...
And I figured out who I hate.
Okay, oh, well, let's go back to that.
Ethan Hawke. Okay. I don't really have a reason. Yeah, I just hate him.
So weird.
It's weird. That is random.
Yeah.
Is it because he beat Uma?
No, I just... Everything he's in, I'm just like...
You know, you could be Ethan Hawke if you grew a really bad goatee.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that's why I hate him. Self-deprecation.
He's a better actor. Yeah. We'll see soon.
Like
we'll get
him.
Into that later.
Fuck him.
So the reason I bring this house up, because... if you guys don't know this guy's name, I hope you don't, so I can get through this without you saying anything. Zach Bagans.
Bilbo?
Missy knows who it is. He bought the house sight unseen over the phone in 2014 and proceeded to film a one-hour documentary that is being released in limited release and streaming. His most notable claim to fame is he's the popped-collar frat boy douchebag host of Ghost Hunters. And this is his first...
That's a show I've never watched.
Well... and I'm interested in All In on this documentary for two reasons. One, it's shot beautifully from the trailer. Like, okay. It looks like a real movie, like not like a ghost hunter guy would do it. And two, because Missy's short-term obsession with that show, I've got a vested interest in seeing what this guy does on a bigger screen.
I'll have to watch it because the one horror genre that Rachel likes is like found footage ghost movies.
Here's a problem with it.
I don't know why she likes them though.
Because
they're scary without being real.
No, they're not.
For her.
When I watched the trailer, I thought, well, good for this guy. He's taking something that's a tongue-in-cheek profession that he has, and he's making a movie out of it where he stars himself.
Sure. He's doing a thing.
But no, it's a documentary. It's listed as a documentary. It's portrayed as a documentary. They've got all these experts coming on and saying this was the most haunted house in America, which, fuck you, St. Louis is the most haunted house in America. It was on The Exorcist, thank you.
Yeah, it's that hospital that's not around anymore.
No, it's a house.
What is that house known for?
There was also the hospital was here.
Yeah, but the house is the... You did this to me on the city versus state thing last week. The house from The Exorcist. It wasn't a hospital at any point on The Exorcist. There may be a hospital.
It was a house. Hospital, I mean.
No, it's a house. Have you ever seen The Exorcist?
It's definitely a house, right?
Yes!
I'm just fucking with you at this point.
There is a legend that it started in a hospital.
Yeah.
In a hospital here. That it is no longer in existence.
Yes.
Well,
he's not from St. Louis. He doesn't know.
Yeah. I do know that is a fucking house in the movie.
But it's not...
But it's not in not the a documentary. Real thing. In the movie, it's a house. Yes, you're right.
It was a boy, not a girl.
Yeah, it's loosely based on the story.
Well, and I even watched the show. The ghost hunter guy came there.
And if you talk to my wife's family, they claim that they're related to him somehow.
Everybody is.
To who? Yeah. The boy?
Yeah.
That's got
to
be...
Just like everybody's related to Jesse James.
No offense to you, but that's got to be like a Catholic thing where you got to be related to
him. It is. It is.
So, by a second.
Jeremy, this house, what was it known for?
The portal of hell was known.
No, it was something. I can't remember. Like, he bought it for a reason.
He bought it because of what it was. Because
it's over the hell mouth, right?
And it was supposed to be over the portal of hell, and he bought it.
So Buffy fights vampires?
That's right. And he destroyed it. He had it bulldozed after he filmed the documentary.
So he bought in, or at least bought in to sell this movie.
He bought it for $34,000, sight unseen.
No, I mean, like, he bought in, destroyed the house. Like, he went all out.
Oh, yeah, which totally had to be part of it.
$34,000.
You can destroy it and flip 10,000, the land for that. Yeah. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And you're selling a movie on top of it.
Yeah.
And bulldozing the house.
But, like, according to the trailer, the house will cause violence, and you see them getting fights, him and his crew, and throwing and breaking stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then it comes out of the house and follows them back to the hotel and all kinds of good stuff.
You guys want to start our own Sasquatch hunting show?
What? Well, there is already one in...
We can come up with another animal.
You're infringing on our friends at the ABC podcast. Remember, they have a Sasquatch correspondent out there.
Oh, they do. That's right. We can hunt for Loch Ness.
What we do is we call him up, and we've got the GoPro now. We can say, hey, we're on board with you.
I just feel like all of that, people who watch that shit are like, I could make this up. Like, I could just walk around and be like, oh, did you hear that?
Well,
shuffling in the woods?
That is all I brought. But, well, first off, Missy, are you in on this movie?
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't I?
Both feet, cannonball style, jumping into the pool.
Are you seeing it opening weekend?
It's streaming the exact same weekend. So we'll just, it's probably going to be, what, $10? That's worth it for an hour of something.
$10? God, that seems pricey.
It
might be cheaper. It might be like $5.
I brought a couple things. I lied. I do save some stuff. The Simpsons got made history again.
Okay.
One of their words made it into the Webster's Dictionary this year.
What was it this time?
Embiggen.
That's right. That's the word. I thought it would get someone else used.
Marvel used it afterwards for Marvel Girl, the stretch.
That's
the
what
Indian
it was.
Stretchy girl.
But that's where she got it. That's what I saw.
But Embiggen is on the statue in Springfield. The Springfield motto: a noble spirit. And Biggin's the smallest man.
Mm.
And then Edna Krabappel says in a comment that she's never heard the word Embiggen before until she moved to Springfield. And Miss Hoover says, another teacher replies, I don't know why, it's a perfectly cromulent word. Which, you know.
Yeah, fake word.
Simpsons.
Yeah, Simpsons humor. That's good. That's not bad.
Be careful with that. That was the one that exploded that one 2 weeks ago.
All over his face.
All over your desk.
He now has it open, so he's gotten farther than you.
If it made it all over your face and desk, that's quite potent.
Yeah. Should see a doctor about that.
Potent potables. Potent. What else you got, Bender?
What is it with you?
It's not the beer, apparently. It's the Bender.
Maybe I'm cursed. Maybe it's just like this beer is.
He's cursed to stay an inch and a half or two, a foot and a half away from his microphone when he's talking.
Yeah, it's foaming up. Oh, Lordy.
Maybe the beer just gets excited by Bender.
Yeah.
We can't do another episode titled One Foot Head. You've already done that before. So. Yeah.
And then the other thing is Russell Crowe is selling off a bunch of his possessions. Do you see this? Him and his wife, I don't know who she is.
Is he a hippie?
He got hard times.
Mm. No, they got a divorce, and apparently, like, he's auctioning off like all this stuff from his movies and stuff. And did you guys ever see the super awesome movie Virtuosity?
Oh, I love that movie.
Did you?
I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it Denzel in that?
Yeah, Denzel's in that. Well, if you've loved it, you can own the awesome purple, like, three-piece suit that he has.
Oh, that's
there.
Even cooler. Or,
yeah, for a mere $3,000.
So that was, I'm a sucker for movies from that time period that were about the future, when the future is behind where we are now in real life.
Yeah.
And they were doing two-on-two UFC fights in the movie, and they had liquid metal like that. I mean, I love all that stuff. And
so what you're saying is it doesn't hold up.
No, not at all. About as well as Time Cop and Back to the Future, for that matter.
I mean, I don't know. Back to the Future is at least
Cars, hoverboards.
Cubs win the World Series.
Yeah. Jaws 34 or whatever it was.
Fax machines?
Fax machines was a... No one saw cell phones coming.
The chest plate from Gladiator?
Yeah.
They're wanting $20,000 for that.
The divorce is taking a lot of his money's not.
Yeah, well. He's claiming that it's just that he doesn't want to carry all this shit anymore.
Maybe
it
could be one of those things too, where you split the assets, and she's saying he's got all these movie prop assets that are worth taking.
I don't know. I mean, he's got a lot of art. Like, he's selling a bunch of real art pictures, he's got two full size horses from the Gladiator. Hold on.
So Melissa, were we in the unlikely scenario to ever get a divorce, what of my collectibles would you want to take half of?
None of that shit.
I'm taking the mics. Yeah, the podcast equipment. Boy, that'd be a low blow, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that
and
would.
Then she started her own podcast. That would be, what a dick move.
And I actually made it somewhere in life.
I would be so mad.
So the other thing is...
Give her a point for starting her own podcast.
I was kind of just going through this because it's like a 14-page auction, but I was going through a couple of these pages. There's a lot of Russell Crowe movies that I have never watched.
There's a lot of Russell Crowe movies.
Yeah, okay. Number one is a shirt from the movie 1991 movie Proof. Never seen it.
1991?
Proof.
Is that the movie he was in with Meg Ryan? And that's why Meg Ryan and...
That was Proof of Life.
Yeah, that was Proof of Life. And then there's Boots from the 1992 movie Romper Stomper.
Ooh. That's a good movie. That's a good
movie. Never heard of it.
Yeah, that's a good movie. Watch that one.
Pair of moleskin pants from the Silver Brumbery in 1994.
Don't know that one.
Don't know it?
Romper Stomper. So Romper Stomper is what essentially made him a hit. Kind of like...
Is it an Australian movie?
Yeah, kind of like... Yeah, it's kind of like what Bronson did for Tom Hardy. It was a foreign-made movie, well-acted, well-done.
Okay.
Is that a Joker suit?
No, that's the suit from Virtuosity.
What was his name? It was like Johnny Five. Something. It was something weird.
Sid.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
Character Sid 6-7.
That's it. I knew it was a number.
Yeah.
Johnny
Five stupid.
Is a different movie.
Johnny Five is short circuit.
Oh, this one might be right up your alley, Tom.
Thomas.
The ice skates from Mystery Alaska.
Oh, I love that movie.
Or the jersey from Mystery Alaska.
I love that.
$1,000 to $2,000.
Mystery Alaska is a very under the radar sports movie. It's well worth it. Hank Azaria, always good.
Two Louisville Sluggers from The Insider. Never saw it.
Oh, that was an awesome movie.
$20,000 to $30,000 for the chest plate from Gladiator.
Well, because that's his Academy Award winning movie, so that's the big one.
But you can get a wooden training sword, $600 to $800.
Can I put a bid on that?
No.
You can get a full-size prop horse for $4,000.
I got to tell you, if I was somehow to win that bid, say let's say I jumped in there and said $500, and somehow I won it, we would start every episode with the spiel, father to a dead son, husband to Maximus Aurelius. I mean, and I'd have to hold it up, and it would not play because no one could see it, but every episode would start that way.
Well, you can get have a little video for it.
Definitely.
You get the satin shorts from The Cinderella Man, which I did see.
Another good movie.
That is a good movie, but you think it's the ones he wore? Because I don't want him unless his ball sweats on.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, I hope you have Josh. Yeah, now wear a cup.
How many pages are there?
There's a lot of pages.
Well, I think we get the gist.
There was like 20 pages.
Of the. No, I said, I think we get the gist that he's got a lot of shit for sale.
Master and Commander of the Far Side.
Never watched that.
Whatever, it's terrible, but good you movie. Can buy this suit for $35,000. I didn't care for it.
Oh, I like that story.
He still never. He said, "I haven't watched it, but I didn't care for it."
Yeah. 3:10 to Yuma, you can get his suit.
I love that 10, one. That's
a great movie.
That is a good one.
Missy has a not a very far stretch. It's not a very thin, lonely limb. But Ben Hogan, who plays in every movie as a creeper, and that's another one where he is a fantastic bad guy in it because he's
is
creepy.
His name Ben Hogan?
Or Ben? Yeah. Or no, not Ben Hogan. Ben Hogan is Crocodile Dundee, right?
Ben Hogan.
Paul Hogan.
Paul Hogan is Crocodile.
Ben Hogan's a golfer.
What's Ben? Ben, what's his name from former Mickey Mouse Club guy, and he's the bad guy.
He's
now.
Fucking crazy in everything he does.
Ben, look him up. 3:10 to Yuma, Alpha Dog, all the those other, movies.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, Ben like something. Little,
yeah, Ben something.
Okay, we established his name as Ben.
We clearly defined his first name as Ben.
The other thing is, Tom's a big musical guy. You can get his full outfit from Les Mis.
Oh. Yeah. That's gotta be up your
You think
out.
Kelly be down with you buying a $5,000 Les Mis suit?
No.
And wasn't that the one where they were like Russell Crowe?
Let me ask you this, though. Is Kelly a fan of musicals? You think you could rock a replica Les Mis suit, and that would lead to some role play in the boudoir?
But, yeah, like
Valjean, at last we see.
Would the moment be ruined?
I'm
after,
giving
like,
myself a point because it made Tom so sing.
Good. Give Tom a point for singing, though.
All right, that's his first point.
Ben Foster.
Ben Foster, there you
Ben
go.
Ben Foster, yeah, Ben
Question,
Hogan.
Would you lose the moment after like the 75th button just to get your crash undone?
There's what's the movie? Other People's Money? No, I can't be it. I can't remember the movie, but there's a. I think it's a Mel Brooks movie. I think where a rich guy is forced to live for a full year as a bum in New York City.
Trading Spaces.
Yep.
No, it's not Trading Spaces.
It's totally Trading Places. Trading Spaces.
It's not Trading Places.
It's Trading Places.
It's not.
No, I'm just saying to make you mad.
But
do you think it's Trading
Have you ever
places?
Seen Have you ever seen the movie Defending Your Life, which is an underrated movie with Meryl Streep?
Uh-huh.
I can't think of the lead actor's name in it, but it's that guy. So he. He falls in love with this bum who happens to be a pretty bum.
Sure.
And they go to finally hook up, and he starts unbuttoning her shirt, and he can't. And there's like another layer. He goes, so many layers. What do we do? He's like, this is frustrating.
Question. If you hook up with a bum,
question.
You make her take a bath first, right?
I'm going, I hope this gets back to the source. I doubt it will. But I know that a good friend of mine out there is in contact with a friend. So by the grapevine, this story will get back to the person. But I know a person.
You had sex with a bum?
A girl that picked up a hitchhiker, took her back to her place, had sex with him, let him take a shower, and then dropped him back off in the exact same spot.
Whoa, stop.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He didn't shower first.
She let him get all... probably not, because I also know for a fact, and I apologize to my friend if he...
Why did she hit her vagina?
I'm not going to shoot my friends too far in the foot by saying his name, but he also hooked up with same girl.
After?
That day?
No, one night when we were out partying, and then he came to breakfast. It was a big weekend. I can't remember what it was. I think it was a back-in-town weekend or something. And then he came out to breakfast the next morning. And
with that guy?
No, by himself, without her, and she did not show up. And the reason she did not show up, because he came to breakfast, and we said, so, you ended up hooking up with her last night. And he's like, yeah, and once this morning, and then she got in the car without taking a shower after we hooked up again, and I told her I'm not going to go eat with her if she had to go take a shower, and I just left her, and I just left her at home.
That's kind of mean.
I can't wait to hear these names off air.
Oh, you will not know them, but I will say this. No disrespect to any girl out here with this affliction, but this girl was, she could give Nia Jax a run in the WWE. She was not small.
Hmm.
Huh.
She was what you call large.
Barely less, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh, I thought you were about to say like she had poon halitosis or
something. Oh no. Well, she may have.
Oh damn, that's harsh.
Yeah.
And but the first time I've ever heard anyone refer to it as that.
I'm not a poon halitosis.
She there has you to go. Get a point for
yeah,
that
is a point. I'm gonna give her two. That's the first ever double point score.
Was that put out some images that I hope I never get again?
So it's not a bum, but it's close.
Yeah, and that's pretty close.
Yeah, and disgusting. There's a history of this with this girl.
I mean, there's that's like the start of at least a quarter of all porns, right? You know, pick up a person, insert person on side of road. And then by the way, said person inserts something.
A couple weeks ago when you had the bender head, you shit on this day trotter, pale horse, pale ale. And I got to tell you, by Bent River Brewing Company, I'm just going to let them know, Bender was right.
This one's over-carbonated. It's
fucking garbage.
Not a good beer. Not a good beer. I have faith in them that they make better beers, but this is not one of them. I've had
better beers from them, but this is like...
Digging it?
Yeah.
Like, this is literally all carbonation.
Is it literally all carbonation, or is it just got a lot of carbonation, Bender?
It's literally half carbonation.
You get...
No points.
Oh, no, nothing.
You get nothing
you get,
either.
You get a buzzer for saying
you
that.
You lose.
Wrong. Yeah, yeah.
Got him our fingers.
That's all I brought.
That's all you brought?
Things.
Anybody?
My science thing.
Before we go into the next segment, does anybody have anything?
I got a game.
What? You
Is
got
that a
game?
A segment? Yes. How's that not a segment?
What, his game?
Yeah.
His game would be, in fact, the other segment that we use when there is no science segment. But since...
That's all right. You could do his game.
Since No, we're doing the science segment. That's
nice.
Not part of it.
Hot.
But since
that's the bubbles.
Since we're not under the new rules, we will go ahead and go with his game.
All right, I just came up with it. Well, I've been thinking about this game for a while, but then we were talking about future movies and whatnot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So here's what we're going to do. 5 questions.
Okay.
And if we go to overtime, you know, we'll go to overtime.
You got it. You've already got overtime
playing. Fight to the death. Right.
So here it is. I want to give you movies that were in the past, but were set in the future, and you're going to tell me whether those movies are... Pre-2018, the movie setting, or post-2018?
Okay, I'm ready.
Oh, I'm out. I'm already out.
How do you know?
Just guess.
Let's go. Yeah, it's a guess.
All right. Shot in the dark, Missy.
Jeremy, you're keeping score?
I got it.
All right, first one. Back to the Future 2.
It was pre-2018.
Pre.
All
of you are correct. It is pre-2018.
It was 2016, wasn't it?
2015.
Nope. Oh, really?
Bender's back on the board.
All right. Gotta find some more ones here. I have a whole list of them.
Uh-oh.
Okay, next one. Escape from L.A. The sequel to Escape from New York.
Ooh.
Post-2018.
I've never seen it, so I'm going to go with Jeremy because he knows shit.
I've also never seen it, but I'm going to go the other way just for funsies.
Well, that was a good guess, because it is 2013.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Won that and two. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So Bender's got 2 points now.
I think for every wrong answer, Tom should get a point. So he can keep up. I mean,
I don't care.
This is the game. If the game was that important,
these are the things
we definitely would.
You know what we could add? We could up the ante by if you get it wrong, we get those like shocker things, and then we get shocked.
Oh, God.
Or you get punched right in the nose.
Hey, if you get it wrong, you got to do a shot.
All right.
Why do you complain? You're the one who brings the game.
What else you got? Let's go. Let's go.
All right. Question number 3. Johnny Mnemonic.
Mnemonic.
You know what? I've started first every time. Let's go in reverse.
Post.
Okay.
Melissa?
Free? I don't know.
I'm going to go with post.
Post is correct. 2021.
Yeah.
And Melissa.
Fuck you.
Ding, ding.
All right. Mad Max, Beyond the Thunderdome.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I don't know. Pre.
Post.
I'm going to go with Jeremy Post.
Correct answer is pre, 2012.
Oh, damn, I'm so good at this game. Oh, yeah.
God, Jeremy, you suck.
Sorry, I just...
I've only seen that movie like once.
I don't remember them ever referring to the time frame. It's got to be in the writing on the beginning.
Yeah,
scroll.
I would assume.
All right, so where are we at? We're at 4 questions, right?
Mm-hmm. Bender, no, you know, Bender's got 3. I've got 2. Missy's got 1.
Okay, so you need this one to...
I do. I need it to tie.
Yeah, Bender needs to get it wrong.
So I got to go opposite.
The classic Kevin Costner movie, The Postman.
I never watched that. I got to be honest.
Not very good.
Yeah, you got the boo.
I gave up after Waterworld.
Yeah, and good job there. All right, let's go. Classic Postman, you want, me or
Post.
You? All right, I'll just take pre because that's the only way I can stay away.
And I'll say 2018.
Dead on. That'd be awesome. She gets 3 points.
There was one on here, 2018. I was like, don't you use that one? The correct answer is pre-2013.
Oh, there you go. Jeremy's back in the fight.
We ended up tied, and that ties me with the flop for the lead so far in the game. So.
All right. The movie Real Steel with Hugh Jackman.
Ooh.
Post.
All right. Here's the deal. Since it's not a pre or post, okay? since this is overtime,
okay,
it's the closest to the correct year.
Okay.
I'll let you go first.
2035.
2049.
No drum roll or anything?
No, I don't have one of those. I should get one of those.
Bender is correct. Oh, it's Bender 2020, wins. Actually.
Ooh, dang.
Good job, really? Bender.
That close?
Yeah.
Damn, they are really assuming they're going to get a bunch of robots.
All right, well, since that was an impromptu game, it didn't count. We're going to go to the next segment.
He doesn't like English or doing math. He gets his kicks in a lab. It's the Bender.
And it's
is that
the
you
Bender
singing?
Science. Yeah,
that's
me.
Did
I did
voice
it.
Voice over it.
I did it, and I changed it up on the thing. So.
Oh, I like it. I like it. That's funny.
That's was adorbs.
Suck it. Suck it. So, question.
Yep.
I'm gonna ask Missy first.
Okay.
What do you like?
What do you like about your body? What do you like about your husband? Well, this is gonna get awkward.
You pro or anti mushroom?
Anti.
I figured you.
I've. No less than about 20 times in my life done mushrooms.
And No. Not the drug. 18. The actual food.
Oh, I love mushrooms.
Okay. And you hate them.
Yes.
And I would assume you like them.
I gave a little bit more about myself than I should have.
Yeah, that was, you're fired tomorrow. Yeah. Congratulations.
I am take them or leave them. So, if it comes in a dish, I won't, go, pick around them. But I would never,
But would you like them?
Ooh, I want mushrooms on my pizza.
So you don't ever order mushrooms on your pizza.
Can I ask you, though, something, Tom? No. Would you like them on a boat?
I would not like them on a boat. Mm. I would not like them on a train.
He would not like them in the rain. Mushrooms, Bender, he is.
Yeah. So, what if I told you that in the near future, and one restaurant chain in particular starting Monday, is going to replace 30% of their burgers with mushrooms?
What? Ooh, bonus points if one
you
of the three of us can guess which one it is.
You can't.
I'm going to go with...
McDonald's.
What do you say?
Have we heard of this restaurant?
Yes.
What do you say?
It is a national chain.
Okay. We've heard of it. McDonald's is a good guess. I'm going to go... God, what's a shitty one? Sonic.
I'm going to go Big Boy.
This motherfucker got it over here.
Sonic was it?
It's Sonic.
You can't make their burgers any worse, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so the
we're giving
reason
him an extra point for
it,
that.
The reason that they're doing it is because it
their
makes
burgers
the
suck.
Burgers juicier. They're putting 30% of they're replacing it with 30% mushroom, and it makes the burgers juicier, but the environmentalists in the world are celebrating it because it lowers greenhouse gases in the world, and it's the equivalent of taking 2.3 million cars off the road if everybody replaced.
I'm on board with it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I don't care either. Apparently you can't taste the difference in it.
Side note to that story, there is a noted meat market, I won't name names, here in the St. Louis area, that was close to where we lived. They were in trouble for having a significant amount of sweet meat in their hamburgers.
Yeah, you can't have, you know what sweet meat is?
It's cow brain.
Oh, no, I was thinking the other thing.
No, it's cow brain.
What did you think it was?
Huh? No, it was not. It was where we used to live.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said I'm not naming names, and it was not Meninos. Meninos is a
fine
store.
I'd be sad.
But the problem with it is it's against FDA regulations to do that because it is, while sweet meat is not bad for you, and we used to sell it when I was at Wally World, it is incredibly high in cholesterol. So you are adding a lot of unhealthy aspects to that.
Yeah.
So
it also reduces your calorie intake.
Ooh.
I don't watch my calories. I watch my carbs.
I know, I'm just saying.
So what did you think sweet meat was?
So it is illegal to sell male pigs that have any pig carcass with a sexual
organ attached.
You cannot take a pig
smell?
That's a sexual deviant.
No, it's against the law to sell pigs with a sexual smell, and I think it's
sexual smell.
Smell.
Yeah, and there's a
this
percentage
is his side
of,
segment. We can't argue with it.
Sexual smell.
Hold on, let him get through.
So this pig smells like
Axe body spray.
It smells like sex. It smells like sex. So there's a certain amount of pigs that releases pheromone, male pigs. And
so it's
just
too much pheromones.
Yeah, they have too many pheromones. So it's illegal to sell those pigs because if you refrigerate the bodies, you can't smell the smell, but it's basically tainted meat and they mix it in. But any pig with a sexual...
So a pig...
Yeah.
So it's
tainted meat.
So I found that out because it was like one of those weird law... You know, those weird law... things you can follow, like it's illegal to sell pigs that have a sexual odor.
How do you know if he's a horny pig?
I don't know, but it's definitely against the law. And then they explain to you why you can't do it, and it makes sense because I wouldn't want a nasty pig smell.
No one else heard it, but I got it.
I heard it. I heard it. I just ignored it.
Well, that's good. So for the inaugural Bender Science segment, I know you touched on it last week, but that was our official first one. All right. Yeah. So
thanks, guys. I got my own thing now.
So that said, it's time for our fourth segment of our six-pack format.
Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time.
It's the Throw It to Missy segment.
Oh, there you go.
What movie is that from?
That is Oren Ishii from Kill Bill.
Yep.
I was going to say Pulp Fiction, but same guy.
Same guy.
Yeah, I thought it was Bunny when she does the whole...
Melissa, do you have anything?
I do not.
Okay, John?
I think I got her.
Covered it all?
I think so. Did you see Black Panther?
I did. We did go see Black Panther as a family. I enjoyed it a lot. Here's what I enjoyed the most about it. My daughters, my young one in particular, who's always been tomboyish, their favorite character in the movie was his sister.
Yeah, the women in that movie was a huge... Are you going to see it? Can we do a little spoiler thing?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I mean, he doesn't watch the Marvel movies. That's why I asked.
He watches the movies.
Not the Marvel ones. When's the last Marvel movie you watched?
I have never watched any of the Marvel movies. Yeah,
there you go.
That is cool.
Told you.
Yeah. Hey, well, here's the thing. At this point, I do want to watch them, but I'm going to start with Iron Man at some point. So you watch them in order.
Don't do that.
Do you know how many there are?
Yeah, don't do that.
It's like, 15?
It's like 18.
Don't do that.
It's 18 movies. I don't know, like 5 days.
Anyway, I can watch them whenever I want in any order.
Missy enjoyed it, right? You thought it was okay.
No.
You did not enjoy it?
The only enjoyment I got from that was the woman empowerment and how strong the black people were in the movie. That's pretty much all I dug.
Wait, when Michael B. Jordan took off his shirt, you weren't like, damn.
It was all
Why
scarred
is he surrounded
up?
In bubble wrap?
It was all scarred up.
I thought Michael B. Jordan was one of my favorite villains in the Marvel
universe. That's what I was going to say.
That kid can act.
Yeah, he really can. I think...
he's good. Here's my thing about him, though. He is an incredible actor.
Has he been nominated for the Academy Award?
Fruitvale Station? No, I don't think he has. That movie was nominated for the Academy Award.
What did you say?
Creed.
He should have been, because Creed's awesome.
Creed is awesome.
That's the same director that did all those.
So he acts great.
Yeah.
But he acts great for a guy whose voice, whether he's angry, sad, happy, or depressed, is the same level. And
so he's Jake Gyllenhaal, just like the black one.
It really is. He doesn't go up. Even when he yells, you could plot
that's
it.
What you're saying.
Yeah, but
on an emotional spectrum, the same. But that sounds like a knock. He's maybe one of my favorite actors going today. He's the next Denzel Washington.
But I think...
him or the dude from Get Out.
No, I know what you're saying, who's also in the movie. I know what you're saying, but if his face, like his eyes and stuff, he does hold his emotion, I think, in more
of his... He does a lot
of
acting in his eyes.
Yeah, in his eyes and his,
definitely.
His facial expressions are there.
For instance, the scene where he's talking to St. Louis's own... What's his name from This Is Us? When he's
Sterling K. Brown,
when he's talking to him, and he's...
I did not know that he was from St. Louis.
When he says, you know,
I thought that guy was British.
He says, be strong or whatever, and he goes, I won't cry, and he's got a tear coming out of his eye when he says it. Yeah. That's a good scene.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I was going to ask you what... I think he's probably the best villain that Marvel's put out so far.
I'd agree with that.
He was complicated and... Not necessarily wrong, but flawed.
I like him, and I like...
Michael Keaton in Spider-Man?
He was all right. Yeah, no, he...
I think he's a decent villain,
he did a good job,
though.
But no, I liked Civil War...
Baron Von Strucker.
Yeah.
It was...
Zemo.
Zemo, yeah.
He was good.
Zemo was good. That was the top three, I think.
And the reason Zemo and Michael B. Jordan's character, Killmonger, were good is because they have believable reasons for being...
They're relatable. Yeah. And I would even throw in Keaton's in there, too. Like, he was a guy who put all of his money in...
I have a problem with a guy that's a construction site owner turned... Advanced weapon designer.
But he wasn't the weapon designer. He had an engineer doing it.
Who was his employee?
Yeah.
At the construction working.
That's okay.
Okay, all right. Still, that's the largest stretch of all of them.
You work in construction and stuff.
Yeah,
I work with the
tools. They're not making advanced weaponry.
I work with a bunch of engineers
out
that
of
could do that.
Alien technology.
I work with a guy that sits next to me who could do that.
Okay.
He's crazy.
Okay. Yeah, he works in your office. He's not out there swinging a hammer.
He's in the plants every once in a while.
Yeah, it was good. I don't want to spoil it too much for anybody, but I thought it was very good. I thought it was right there with Civil War. For me, it's behind Guardians 1 and Thor, Ragnarok. Yep.
And my only complaint is I felt like the CG was...
Overdone in some scenes?
It was overdone and not always as good in some scenes as it was in others. Like, the final battle, I didn't think it was cool. I mean, it was a great battle, but I thought the CG was too heavy and not that
the battle great. The final battle between them two itself was not as exciting as I wanted
the
to
rest
be.
Of the movie absolutely
the, yeah. And the armored plated rhinos were a blast.
See, and then I thought they just kind of looked sad,
but they were cool.
They were cool. Like, don't get me wrong, I thought they were awesome.
There's some other things about it we could talk
about. Armored plated rhinos.
Yeah.
Clearly, there were no white rhinos though, since they're
going. No, they're all
bad. Yeah, no, they're all black rhinos. Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, but I enjoyed it a lot.
There was a white person in this movie.
There were two white people, right?
Mm-hmm.
There were two white people, weren't there?
Yeah,
Martin Freeman's one.
Yeah, yeah, Martin Freeman
and Andy Serkis.
Oh, well, three white people, and if you stay for the post-credit scenes, the Winter Soldier was in it.
Mm-hmm. They call him the White Wolf, which
is a character from the comics.
I have to look that up. I don't know if there's wolves in Africa.
It's a character from the comics.
Just saying.
Okay, go back.
I don't know why some kids would, if you know, they don't know about wolves.
Because it makes sense. He's an outsider to them and an outsider to the country.
Why would they call him the White Jackal?
Oh my God.
I'm just saying.
There we go. You got anything else?
I had another complaint. Wait, there's one other also bothered me. One other complaint about the movie. M'Baku said that they were vegetarians. Said they were vegetarians, but they find Prince T'Challa, one of their fishermen finds them. If they're vegetarians, why are they fishing? It just bothered me.
Vegetarians can fish.
Yeah, fish isn't a meat.
Yeah. That is a Catholic thing.
No, that's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Then my argument's gone.
I think they're technically called pescatarians.
Okay.
There you go.
He said vegetarian, not pescatarian.
He's also
just saying.
Well, he's from Africa. He didn't know any better.
No, come on.
But according to you,
I said they didn't have wolves. Yeah, I said I don't know if they have wolves.
Smartest country on the planet.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't mean that they knew about wolves.
But they have flying vehicles.
I'm not saying that they don't know about wolves, but wouldn't you go with an animal that's in your backyard?
No.
Like a jackal?
The reason he's called White Wolf is because he's an outsider.
I guess.
And no, it's from the comic. It's a real character.
But I mean, like Chris Farley's the White Tiger in that terrible
American
movie.
Or Beverly Hills Ninja. It's not American Beverly Hills Ninja. Yeah. Yeah. American Ninja is a classic.
I'm just saying, I think they would have went with like White Jackal.
I'll give him a point for his Beverly Hills Ninja.
I'm just saying, I think that's what they would
have
went with.
All right, you, Tom, do you have anything else? Because we're running long now.
Are we?
No, we're good.
Well, the St. Louis Blues are back in action tonight after a nice little break, and they're not going to make the playoffs, and that's sad.
You don't think they will because of the slide?
I kind of don't.
No. All right. Well, there you go, Blues.
You can watch the Rockets. They're doing really well.
Is that your team?
I like James Harden.
He's got a nice beard.
Yeah. That's cool. I respect it.
And he's having a Kardashian baby.
Is he?
No. Chloe. Maybe I mixed them up.
No.
Yeah, I don't think James
I don't know.
Oh, maybe they used to date.
They did used to date. Hey, I got a couple things.
You still watch that? Everything Sucks?
No, I still
We didn't start.
I haven't watched much TV lately.
We were going to watch it, but we ended up finished watching All Eyes on Me, which is an average movie about Tupac Shakur.
I think they got a documentary that I'd rather watch.
Yeah, it's better than the movie, I bet. Hey, two things always. Please go check out Amazon for Waking the Weaver. That's the right title by my buddy Aaron Conway. It's on there. I got my copy. He's going to come in the studio on the weekend of April 7th.
Is this book about waking Jeff Weaver, the 2016?
It really is. There was nothing on our cozy for it, so that is the weekend.
You said that last week, too.
That is the weekend after Easter.
Is that an app that you guys share?
It is.
Yes.
That makes sense, because I thought you just had like a coaster that you wrote notes on.
Cozy and a coaster. Cozy is something you put around your beer, right?
If your thing doesn't go in cozy, I will.
That's
not
a koozie. I thought it was like some sort of cute name that you guys had that you put like a little ride on a coaster.
One coaster in the house. Then we scratch it and flip it over and find.
You gotta look real close
because we write small sometimes.
You guys are fucking weird. It's not my thing.
A koozie is either something.
Come on, don't act like it's not outside the realm.
That's weird.
Pretty outside the realm. all right, here we go. The other thing I have too is this was announced on the internet a few weeks ago. It's really getting out there today thanks to Colin Bunn. But in Springfield, Missouri, September 29th through the 30th at the University Plaza Hotel and Convention Center, the first ever of an annual convention called CaveCon. Early guests so far are Steve Niles of 30 Days of Night, Tyler Crook of Harrow County, Brian Hurt of The Six Gun, Ryan Brown of Curse Words, Kyle Stram of Spread, Colin Bunn of...
Wait, is Spread a comic or is it a
pornography? It's a comic.
These are all comics.
And a porn.
X-Men Blue, Six Gun, Harrow County, and way more. Colin Bunn is one of Marvel's main writers now. Andy Parks from various Marvel and DC titles. He was also famous for doing Green Arrow with Kevin Smith. Jeremy Hahn, Jason Hurley, friends of us, friends of the show. They both write Beauty. Jason Hurley also has recently landed the gig of adopting the Japanese Splatoon comic for America. So he's doing well now, and he owns a comic shop in Joplin called Hurley's Heroes, and he is a good friend. I've known him for a long time.
That's cool.
Steve Niles of 30 Days of Night, and then there's more to come. Here's the reason this is important. The person putting on this show, the organizer, is one Josh Roberts, one of my best friends, owner of the world's greatest comic book store, the Comics Cave in Springfield, Mo. And I'm telling you, Josh has been the only person I know that's been to more comic shows than I have over the years. He lived out in L.A. He went to San Diego Comic-Con when it was a real thing instead of an entertainment convention. Josh is going to make this a good deal.
Awesome.
It's going to be great.
When is it?
September 29th. I'm thinking of road trips in order. You can go to CaveConSpringfield.com for more information. Colin Bunn has a really good relationship with Josh. He goes there all the time and does signings.
Cool.
And he's really promoting the hell out of it.
I think we should go.
It'll be a good time. I think we should too. I think we should go and get a hotel close, do some podcasting from there. We can get some people. I think it'll be a good time.
Cool. My kid will be 1 month old. The wife will be super pissed.
Yeah,
whatever. She'll be fine.
That'll be your opportunity to drink that weekend.
I speak for my alliance member when I say you two have fun.
Slap hands. Yeah. Our alliance is in full force on that one.
You know you're a dork at heart.
All right, here we go, people. This is the second to last segment. It's all about the game. And we're going to tally the scores up and see who won. I wanted Tom to hear that one so bad.
No problem.
Is that a wrestling thing?
Here we go. I came in with 5 points. My wife came in with 5 points. Badger sucked ass. That's 4 points. And Bender.
He did not play the game.
Bender takes the lead with 6 points on the day. So congratulations to Bender.
Yay. I feel like we should all negate two, but whatever.
Okay, then you still win. If we all take two away, you're still winning.
I know. That's why I said it.
Oh, okay. Bender gets a minus one for
not making the
tie. That three-way tie. Go us.
Yeah.
So that's it. Let me look directly at Tom as I say, let's get out of here.
Hey, you know what? They may be down and out, but I still love them. Let's go.
Hold on to your butts.
Bye.
And our music is now playing. Yay. Get beat on for your beat on. Jeff Davis on Arkansas. Here you go. Don't want to put a beat on, put your beat on.